The epistle is from Galatians chapter 6. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if someone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are in the household of faith. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in that town and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. Well, in our gospel text today from Luke, Jesus is sending out workers two by two into the harvest, knowing that that work will not be easy. But he sends them with power, doesn't he? Power of the Holy Spirit. And he sends them with the peace of God. He sends them with the words that the kingdom of God is near. And then Jesus says that his followers are not to rejoice in what they do, but to rather rejoice that their names are written in heaven. Did you come here to do that today? Rejoice that your names are written in the kingdom of heaven? That's good. Rejoicing that we are the children of God who are comforted by a merciful, caring, loving Father, and nothing will harm us as we rest in God's loving arms. Not even death will harm us. We have the gift, not by our works, lest any person should boast. We have the gift of eternal life given through Jesus Christ. Right? Amen? And it is good. And it is good, and you're made a child of God through your baptism, washed clean in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, the sacrifice for us who paid our price on that cross, dying in our place that we would not die eternally, but that we would live forever in the kingdom that is near. And you get to be a part of that kingdom. Of course, this week we had 4th of July. We got to think about the kingdom of the left. Left for you. The kingdom of the left is the earthly kingdom, the things of this world. And God takes care of those things as well, doesn't he? We think about our nation. We think about our lives and our homes and our families and our friends. And all of that is under God's realm. It's part of his kingdom. Sometimes we figure, that doesn't seem so much a part of the kingdom of heaven, does it? We see the news and we see our family and our friends and we think, boy, God, you have a lot of work to do. Offense taken, right? And yet, all these things are still under God's loving care. He takes care of them. He gives rain and good season that things are nourished and taken care of and moving forward the way they need to. God takes care of these things. And then the kingdom of the right-hand kingdom is the kingdom of God in the heavenly realms. It's that which we really don't understand, all the godly stuff. We have a glimpse, right? We see but glimpses of the heavenly kingdom. We're thankful for that, and we know a little bit about that Jesus who loves us. But we don't know the full extent, do we? We think we do. We know we see Jesus' full extent of his love on that cross. And we're thankful for that. Because without it, we would be dead. Dead in our trespass. Dead forever. But we're not. We live because he lives. And it is good. So we get to talk about and think about that Jesus who is our Savior. We get to boast in the cross, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But for now, Paul talks about carrying each other's burdens. How many of you carried somebody's burdens this morning? You guys did. You guys did. How many of you carried burdens this morning for someone else? Yeah. And I'm thankful that you do some of those things without realizing it. Because you're servant-hearted people, and I'm thankful for that. We do carry burdens of others. And it is good, and we should keep doing good, as it said in that passage that you read for us today, Carolyn. Thank you, thank you. Paul tells us, he tells the people of Galatia, that when we carry people's burdens, when we do good things, it's not about being prideful in ourselves, but it's about God, all of these things. We carry burdens because He carries our burdens. And we're thankful for that. And so we kind of show a little bit of that thankfulness as we go forth in our lives carrying other people's loads. And we do carry our own load as well, as much as we can. We share the Word of God. We do things pleasing to the Lord. We don't give up doing good. And a harvest will come in if we don't give up. We can't stop. I said last week, we go, fight, win. Well, today we keep going with the go, fight, win mentality. We keep pressing forward. We don't give up. It seems like I've said that before around here, haven't I? One of the things that I want to, if you remember me for nothing else, remember that I will try to encourage you most of the time. I try to. I'm still a sinful person who falls down and doesn't always get the words out properly and things. But I want to encourage you, and I want to challenge you. Today I'm going to challenge you. So let us not give up in doing good to all people. And then we boast not in ourselves, but we boast in the cross of Christ. So, first part of the challenge for you. Put on your thinking cap. Got it on? Let us think about those words, boasting in the cross of Christ. Let us ponder that for a moment. What does that mean to boast in the cross of Christ our Lord? Not boasting in ourselves, but boasting in the cross of Christ our Lord. Anybody? Thoughts on what it means to boast in the cross of Christ our Lord. And now you're quiet. Boasting in the cross of Christ. Spreading the word. Boasting in the cross of Christ. Be an example. You know, we're examples regardless of if we're a good example or a bad example. So we have to think about what kind of example we want to be, don't we? Being a good example. I knew what you meant. Giving credit where credit is due. You know that's a form of stealing when we don't. Thou shalt not steal. Giving credit. Oh, that's a good one. That's very proactive. Helping someone else before they even ask. Bob, you had something else? Further thoughts. Further thoughts. He's thinking it through. Boasting in the cross of Christ. Helping, being good examples, sharing the word, being loving, giving credit where credit is due. Oh, even when people are unlovable. Oh, isn't that a godly thing? Yes. It's all about God. It is not really about us. We might think it is. We might go forward thinking, oh, we're so awesome. Yeah. and you stretch out your arm and hurt yourself, don't you? But we have a good God who loves us even when we don't deserve it. That's grace, isn't it? That's mercy. That's an unconditional love. We talked about it in our family this week. It was kind of funny. Someone had said about liking versus loving. You know, I will always love you. I don't necessarily always like you. But someone said that there's times where I don't love you. And we said, no. We always love you. God always loves you. He doesn't always like the things you do, I would say. And same in our relationships. We may not always like the things our friends and family do. But we're always to love them, even when they don't deserve it. That is beautiful. That is grace. All right. So those are some ways that we boast in the cross of Christ. And as we're here in church, I think it can be easy for us to think about such things, right? We come here, we get all pumped up, the pastor comes and encourages us and says, keep going forward, you're doing a good job, keep loving people, keep serving, awesome, 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 pat on the back, me, me, me. Oh wait, that's not what we're supposed to do. But it can be easy for us to think about these things. To think, oh yes, I can do this. Now, this is, again, not to condemn, but to more push you forward and challenge you, to help you think. Maybe, I'll give you some examples, maybe we find it easy to do certain activities. Maybe it's easy to give a gift, but not so easy to talk to someone. I won't ask if you're in these certain camps. Maybe it's easy to serve food at a food kitchen, soup kitchen, but it's not easy to be in the Word of God. Maybe it's easy to pray at church, but not so easy to pray at a restaurant with your family or to pray with a certain loved one. Maybe it's easy to come to church once in a while, but not all the time. Maybe it's easy to act right here, but not so much when you're with your spouse. Maybe it's easy to show love for a child now, but not so much when they have upset you. That's what you're talking about. Loving even when we don't want to, when they don't deserve it. Maybe it's something else. When the rubber hits the road, when we're out in the world, it's not quite as easy then, is it? Many times, as we are sent, we're not welcomed. Many times, we get in the way of Jesus working actively. What about those moments? Here's where I'm going to challenge you. First of all, we're going to take just a couple minutes. Get to where you need to be quickly. So I want you to partner up with somebody, with one, at least one other partner. You can have two or three, but don't get eight people in a big circle. And meet them real quick. Say, hi, my name is... And that's it. Don't say, oh, the kids are great and the weather. Okay, so just gather together. Find a partner, at least one partner. Try to move a little bit. Try to meet up with somebody that you don't know quite as well. Here's your challenge. You might have to move. Or someone come to you if you can't move that well. Greet your person, or persons. You stay with this group. So you guys come around here. Come around, Courtney. All right. You found your partner? You're not supposed to be husband and wife. It's supposed to be other people. You guys are always together. You're supposed to get to know somebody else. All right, I'll let you slide. All right. Ponder with your partner about one way that you're going to boast in Christ this week. Not in yourself. One way that you're going to boast in Christ. One way that you're going to do things a little bit differently as you go forth into the world, as you go forth in your subdivision, as you're at your hair appointment, as you're at the bowling alley, as you're at the... Oh, we don't have school right now. That's good. As you're at the bank, think of one way, just one, where you're going to be different this week as you boast in the cross of Christ. Talk about it with your partner. Make sure that each person gets a chance to talk so you don't have a lot of time. Go. Make sure the other person gets to talk. Make sure the other person's turn is now. One minute remaining. One minute left. Time's up. Too soon. No cell phones in church. All right. No, no, no. Stay where you are. Just stay where you are. We'll rustle back right afterwards. All right. Give me some ways you're going to boast in the Lord. If somebody wants to volunteer, don't volunteer your neighbor. Only tell your side of the story. Tell me a way that you will boast in the Lord this week, not in yourself. You do have a big garden.
Yes. And we can freeze whatever you could do with the crops. And we often give it to different people.
Okay. So you're going to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Very good. Very good. Give away some of the extra. Give away some of the food. Nice.
I'm over here.
We found someone in need. All right, very good. Other ways, other tangible ways we will boast in the cross of Christ this week. My behavior as a witness, trusting in Him, knowing that He's got it. He's going to take care of it, and He loves you. I added that part. Good. Yeah, He's got it. And we talked about that a little bit last week, didn't we? He's got it. And we're thankful that He's got it, because a lot of times we don't got it. Thank you. Oh. Good. Welcoming neighbors with gifts and with letting them know about our church. Very good. Hey, good, good, good. Letting them know that they can connect to this family of faith. Very good. Miss Gina. Patience, especially while driving. We're not going to talk about the merging people. Again, place of forgiveness. Okay.
I
Okay?
I'm not always as patient as I should
okay.
be. I can demonstrate the love that has been given to me by being more patient.
Okay. Demonstrating love through patience for those you already love.
Even though it's hard sometimes.
Even though it's hard sometimes. Yes, yes, yes. It can be very hard. Very nice, very nice. Okay, instead of saying, have a nice day, have a blessed day. That's good. See, they don't have to be difficult. That's good. Yes, sir. Tell me your name again. Ken. And Barb, right? Good. Barbara.
We have a neighbor whose husband has recently been taken into extended care and is critically ill. And I had the opportunity this week, I believe, to go and look at the cross before her just to let her know that her hope is in the cross. And she
okay.
knows that, but this will be a reminder to her
good.
That we pray together that she can look to the cross instead of her circumstances.
Wow. Being with the sick and sharing directly that the Lord is there, the Lord cares. Can I give you a tip? Can I give you a trick to go with you on your way? Take your Bible with you and read Psalm 23, and it's very meaningful and very helpful. You might do the Lord's Prayer and end your time in prayer. What's the person's name?
Vera.
And lifting high the cross and giving the reminders, and that talked about that in that verse, didn't it? Being kind to those, especially those in the faith, and sharing our cross of Christ, even with those who have faith, so that they're reminded that they have strength in the Lord. Awesome. Nobody wants to talk now. They're like, that was a good one. But we're not boasting in ourselves, are we? We're boasting in the cross of Christ, lifting high the cross because the love of Christ proclaimed in our midst. Anybody else? All right. You got your assignment. You have your challenge. Yes, sir. Okay. Using the computer. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Using your computer. Okay, sharing with your media and connections through websites and things to help other people get to good places where they can see Jesus at work, maybe. Is that kind of okay? Okay. People receive Jesus in various different ways. Let us help guide them to the cross, right? Very good, very good, very good. May we all, this week, as we go forth, boast in the cross of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given us His grace, even when we didn't deserve it, and let us be patient, kind, obedient, helpful, thrifty, clean, brave. Oh, wait, those are the Boy Scout things, but they're all good. And to help people know of that God who comforts us, like a mother dandling her baby on the knee, comforting them and bringing them peace when they're hungry, bringing them food, bringing nourishment and love and care and mercy and compassion, grace. I appreciate your statement. May God go with you as you go forth to share and lift high the cross of Jesus. And may we be lifted up as we ponder the cross of Jesus and the work that the Lord has done for each of us at that cross. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this blessed day. And Lord, help us as we go forth boasting in you, Lord, boasting in your cross, that people would see you through the activities that we do, that we may be a good example sharing your love and your kindness and your mercy. Lord, help us to be strengthened as we're in the Word. Help us to build upon our relationships in your love. May your power be with us. May your grace be with us. And may we share all of these things as we go. Bless us, guide us, and lead us. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. and sisters. Amen.